Hi, this is Erin Mooney, and you're listening to the Underground Railroad, brought to you by the Fern Network. You missed the train I'm on. You will know that I have gone, and I'm 500 miles from my home. 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles. Not a shirt on my back. Yeah, that part. Hey, welcome back. We're here recording at the Socially Awkward Studios.
Choo-choo. And so, this hello. My name is Victoria Beaverhausen. Just kidding. Natalie Zaharan. And my beautiful roommate,
Erin Mooney,
is accompanying us. So, Erin, at what age did you discover that you enjoyed killing bunnies?
I discovered that in a dream I had when I was about 4 years old.
Okay.
I was on a carousel and there was a lot of cotton candy in the air, and I noticed this rabbit get stuck in the gears of the carousel, and instead of being...
Did you push the bunny into the gears?
I think I might have had something to do with tempting it with a carrot on the end of a string.
I see.
And I wasn't concerned. I laughed a lot.
Good.
There was more glitter than there was blood involved in the dream.
Okay.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
Well, good. But anyway, let's talk about our lovely week.
What was the best thing that made you laugh this week?
That right there is what.
Tell me what's on your mind.
Basically, what made me laugh a lot. No, was the fact that I had to make sure Pippi did not eat something.
A kitten.
Or a condom.
Oh, okay. One of those.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but yeah, it worked out.
She has a thing for those, used or unused. She enjoys her lubricated latex.
It's protein. So she's definitely ready for that. And I mean, I can blame her, you know.
You know, she is about to go into heat.
Yeah, and it's good for facials. So... I think she knows that. So, but what about you, my little lovely sugar snap?
What made me laugh this week was setting the alarm off at work again.
What were you stealing?
This time I was just taking the safe in the register drawer, you know.
Gotta be quicker.
Yeah.
Gotta disguise yourself.
Gotta be
better.
A little more stealth. You know, it's really awkward when you're walking out of the store with all the money.
Yeah, we'll practice it.
And your manager calls and is like, should I call the cops? I'm like, no. I already did. I already.
Right. We all know about that with my bike.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's a story for another time,
that's
folks.
Another time.
You're gonna love the pants off that one, everybody. So.
Speaking of thefts, did you hear about this man in Oakland, California? He has a alligator's cousin. It's called a dwarf caiman, guarding his marijuana stash.
Really?
Yeah, he bought it in honor of Tupac Shakur's death.
Tupac Shakur's?
I'm so white.
Is that a cover band?
Yeah, it is.
A cover rapper. But so interesting. He bought an alligator.
He bought an alligator in honor of a dead rapper and used it to guard his marijuana.
I know. Well, I told you, I always wanted to get a sign that said, beware of alligator in front of our house. Because, I mean, who's going to fuck with an alligator?
Everybody gets like, where's a dog? But you can fuck with a dog. You don't want to fuck with a dog.
Yeah, you got some treats. You're good. They're fine.
Gators, though. Gators. Treats for gators are human hands.
Human bodies.
Human.
Elephants. They eat elephants. I don't know about that. I've never seen that.
I think
that.
They do.
But they baby ones, I bet. Or even maybe slow, retarded ones.
They eat fucking water buffaloes.
See?
Yeah, if they can eat a water buffalo, they
so
can eat.
So we're getting a sign.
Okay, gators.
Beware of alligator.
Beware
I'm
of gator.
No, I'm making it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to make it.
Are we going to
actually, let's just leave right
wood.
Now. Let's not even do this podcast anymore.
Okay, we're done with the
Unless
show. We got to
make this sign right now. I won't feel safe. No, that's a good idea, though, because, I mean, gators, man, they will do the death roll and they will take you down. I would use, yeah. Now, just as far as getting to your pot.
Another thing that happened earlier this week, yesterday, in fact, it was a lot of musicians' birthdays. One of them being David Bowie. Oh. He shares the birthday with the same lovely talents such as Elvis and Little Richard, and the brilliant, brilliant work of R. Kelly is attributed to him being born on yesterday.
And Weird Al Yankovic, can't forget that.
Oh, it's his birthday yesterday too?
No.
Oh. but it raises a question of, is David Bowie human? Or is he an alien? Or does cloning exist?
I would say yes to all of that.
All of the above.
I definitely think he's a cloned alien. And who I feel like came out of a disco ball that was on acid and rolled down to our atmosphere, I think. I think if David Bowie...
You were actually working on that... autobiography with Joan Rivers about David Bowie. So I think this is why you have so much brilliant knowledge of his background.
Yeah, well, I mean, brilliant knowledge is just comes with the territory when you're talking about me. But no, I would definitely say that. I mean, what do you think?
I think
I know you have more relations with Mr. Bowie than I do.
Mr. Bowie and I are longtime friends. Although he can be very shy about opening up about his youth.
He sure wasn't
youth.
In that outfit.
No. But when it comes to matters of his personal life, he tends to get very, very closed off about it. Mm. The disco ball came out of a unicorn that he witnessed getting shot. It reminded me a lot of Bambi when he told me about it, but dying unicorns.
Was it shot by
a
blow dart? Or
it was shot by a Pegasus.
Oh.
Yeah. It was like a race issue, Pegasuses versus the unicorns. And
like East Coast,
he
West
was
Coast.
A, yeah, and he was a biracial...
He was like
gemstone
gelato.
Of both families, Pegasi and Unikai, and he's been torn
Terrible.
Ever since, but instead he just asks everybody to dance.
If you want to. No, that's so you feel he is an alien?
He, if by alien you mean mystical creature, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
No, he is a special little light of something. Well, so I guess we'll just go to commercial now. No, I'm just kidding. well, I did want to apologize to you.
Oh, did you shit in my bed again?
No. However, I did puke. No, I'm just kidding. No, your mother's beautiful Christmas gift to you.
Which one?
It's really beautiful. It's what we never really had before, except when I would bring home recycled Starbucks cups.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, her Tupperware.
Yeah.
It, I killed one of them, but not on purpose.
Oh, I...
It died very peacefully. Not really. I burned it on the stove, so it was a very violent death for that poor Tupperware.
I just ask that but you recycled it properly.
I did not.
Oh my God, Natalie, you're fired.
Aaron just mouth butted the microphone.
Keep getting told Aaron's to get closer to it.
Aaron might take it home with her.
And we're back on the railroad.
And I hope no one missed us. Wait.
I hope you did miss us. What are you talking about?
I mean, they are missing us. Yeah, I hope you didn't go anywhere.
I hope you're still biting your nails in anticipation on the edge of your seats with your panties wet.
Yeah. It's good.
So we're sitting here at Socially Awkward Studios, which is a new studio. It's pretty new. The Fern Network just joined forces with them. And we were admiring some of the gorgeous artwork on the wall, particularly a portrait of Jesus, because we discovered Jesus is actually
Justin Timberlake.
Bring in sexy Christians back since 2008?
Probably never.
No, it was before that.
No, yeah, I don't know.
When did that album drop? I think way before 2008.
No, but that picture, that's hilarious. And I kind of want a copy of that.
Yeah, can we get a copy of that?
I always knew that Justin...
We want one for a bathroom at home. Of Justin Timberlake Jesus, hells yeah. Okay.
Awesome.
Or you could just give it to us since we're adorable. It's unfortunate for you all out there in podcast land because you can't experience how strikingly beautiful the two of us ladies are.
Yeah, it's like Angelina Jolie and someone else who's really adorable.
She's cute.
Enema Stone? No.
She's cute, but...
She's cute when the lights are off. I'm just saying that as a woman.
As a woman. Does she threaten you?
She hasn't lately.
Okay.
But.
But there was the other week in that bar. She got all crazy. And
she's lucky.
Oh, the other redhead in Hollywood.
Well, they're both blonde now. So
why would you do that when you have naturally red hair?
That's why I've lost respect.
You're a beautiful natural ginger. Beautiful. Embrace natural. It.
Just do mermaid.
It. Just do it.
Yes, you're doing it over there. You're gonna be careful. Some stuff might spray on your face.
You were just telling me about what an awesome protein mask that becomes.
Well, I don't know what's gonna come out.
It's gonna be electroids. I'm gonna become bionic.
But I know that we were talking recently about getting me a horse. No, I'm just kidding. That's not what we were talking about. No, but we were talking about Facebook and how...
Social
networking rocks. And it's not weird to look someone up.
After
you first meet them.
No, not at all. The second you go to a party and you wake up the next morning and you can't remember all of the faces and names, especially... for me, like, I might remember a face, but I don't remember a name. So then if I have, like, seven friends request in the next, and I'm being so full of myself. If I have, like, two friend requests the next day after a party, and I'm like, oh, that's who you were. Like, no, that's who I talked a lot with about.
It actually can also kind of gives you an uppercut to the ego when you're at a cool party and you talk to a lot of people, and then the next day you go on Facebook and you've actually lost friends.
Ooh,
I
don't know.
Or there's just no friend requests at all. That kind of happens.
That does happen for some people. I don't know who they are, but no. I haven't experienced losing friends, and I think that's only because I don't keep track of my friend
count.
You're
not socially awkward. Just kidding. You're
so awkward. I'm so weird. No, but I definitely have noticed that.
I actually checked out my friends today, how much I had.
How many?
Right. Jeez, don't be so intrusive. This is not a competition, Aaron.
You don't have to tell me if you're...
All right, no, I'm ready. It's 393.
Fuck, girl. I got seven.
What?
No.
700?
7,000. No.
What?
Not really. It's only because they found the internet porn I filmed when I was 7 years old.
Go in there.
No,
all
just
right.
Kidding. Awkward. actually, yeah, I think I have like under 100 because there were nights when I'd be like really drunk and I'd be going through Facebook and I'd be like, I don't ever talk to you and I don't talk to you. And then like it's awkward. Like,
see,
a couple days later when that person thought they were still friends with you on Facebook and they ask you to be their friend again. And usually nobody says anything about it. And I even like forget that I did that. But then there's like the few people who are like, oh, I thought we were already friends. And then you just don't comment back because you don't want them to know that like you were on a drunk tangent being like, I want to keep my social networking to actually people that I see in the real world. And then you realize that that's not what social networking is about.
Well, it's strange to me that people actually do delete friends because
I haven't done it in a while.
I've never done it. And
you're a better friend than me.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. No. Like, so anyone who wants to be my friend, just but no, I
follow us on
you
Twitter.
You know me. I'm more the merrier. Like, come on board my parade. Let's journey through this life on a spiraling orb together.
On this magical Ferris wheel.
Yes.
Of.
So I find it funny that when people are like, oh my God, I just totally like had to clean out my friends because I don't even know them. It's like, really, who cares? Like, if anything, you might maybe learn a thing or two about what they post or, you know, about what they say. It might make, like, they might be like, oh my God, my life sucks. I hate my life. And that might make you feel better about your life because you are having a...
Well, that's when I go to Walmart.
Ooh, I cannot stand that.
But it makes me feel a lot better about myself.
Oh my gosh, no. It makes me feel really sad for
humanity. Yeah, no, it makes me feel sad about humanity, but it makes me feel better about me.
I can understand. No, yes. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I can't. I mean, I last like a few seconds in that place before I feel like I just like mainline some crack.
I like to follow people.
In Walmart? Mm-hmm.
And then, like, when they're not looking, take something from their cart and then run. But, I mean, it's a game, and it's a really fun game, and I dare you the next time we go.
Game on.
Yeah?
Game on.
Fuck yeah. Because you could be my decoy. Like, be like, oh, excuse me, ma'am. done. Like, I'm so fast.
Oh,
these
yeah.
These fingers, they're small.
But they're sticky.
But they are sticky, and they can pull some...
some shit out of cards.
Some tomfoolery event. I'll tell you that for free. Oh, wow. Look at that. The first time an accent came out. I can't believe it. Normally that... yeah. Well, you know, I notice, though, when I do an accent, it's only because I feel awkward.
And here, brought to you by Socially Awkward Studios, is a moment of socially awkward silence.
That was good. I felt awkward. That was good.
Took me to my happy place.
Good.
Disneyland. And Vietnam.
Oh, yeah. That does not sound as happy as...
No.
I mean, maybe nowadays it could be better, like, with their little rickshaws and...
and their, like, river markets. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's Thailand, too. But, yeah, that whole...
mm. And what are those little things called? The tic-tics? The tic-tacs? The... the little cars they use to they're dangerous. It's almost like riding in a car that's about to
explode,
fall apart.
Oh, like the Flintstone vehicles?
No, it's kind of like... we'll revisit this.
Well, yeah. By the way, renew your passport.
You renew it.
Okay, fine. I will. Give me your info. I'll do it because...
Info.
Because we should celebrate our 1 year roommate anniversary by taking the bus... you know that bus station right by our house? We should take it to Mexico City.
You know that place is sinking?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty... it's a pretty funny story.
Tell me about it.
Well, long, long time ago.
How far away of this galaxy?
A shaman saw a hawk. And... the hawk told the shaman to build a city on a river, and they did. And now the city is sinking because they built it on mushy, mushy water and soil.
And that's what you're saying about Mexico City, or are we talking about New Orleans?
Sure. Yeah. You know what? I hate... I shouldn't say hate. That's such a strong word. I fucking hate the word sure. And like when people say sure. Because you know what that means? Sure. Yeah, like sure. But that means no, I don't really want you to do that. They're like, oh, hey, can I borrow this shirt? Sure.
Or it's a passive aggressive way of saying like, I don't have a good reason to tell you no. So I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And you can even hear it when they say it. They're like, sure. It's like, or no. Like,
for sure, for sure.
It's like, don't, if when someone says sure, I'm just like, no, let's be honest with each other. I hate the word sure.
Okay, I'm sorry. Lie. I'm sorry because, actually, I'm not sorry. I'm not fucking sorry because I feel when you say for sure, it's different.
Oh, yeah, big time.
But just sure no, on just its... sure.
Like, for sure, that's an agreement. But
yeah.
But, like, when someone asks you a question, like, oh, do you mind if I do that? Or if you,
you mind if I put it in your butt? Sure.
Yeah. Well, that'd be all right. Like, at least they're not being like, fuck, no. Which is normally the response, right?
Yeah.
Except for you.
Yeah, usually.
I mean, you're still a virgin if you. Anyway. But
oh, are we going to talk about, what is it called? It's like, it's not horseback riding. It's like piggybacking or something. A lot of the like dedicated youths of the organized religions will go ahead and do anal sex because they're still considered virgins.
Oh, yeah.
I think a lot of people already know this. It's not news to anybody. I think it's called piggybacking. I might be wrong. It's something backing.
I've not heard the piggybacking.
It's something backing is the name of it. And I could Google it, but I'm going to be lazy and not.
Oh, yeah. Next time, we'll have our little.
We'll revisit.
We'll bring our, yes.
Although bookmark. I guess I could. But.
You do have your new fandangly going on.
Yeah. Okay, so for those of you who don't know me, I've had a Nokia
since you were born.
Since I came out of the vagina in 1986. I had a Nokia before cell phones existed. And now I finally have an iPhone, and I think my mind has just blown. Like absolutely blown out of my skull cap.
Again.
It happens every now and then. This time it was not drug induced. Sorry, mom and dad. I love you.
By drugs, she means penicillin,
rainbows, and acetaminophen.
Sure.
Ibuprofen.
Yeah.
Totally rocked my
poppy
world.
Seeds.
I know, the first time I had a poppy seed muffin. Anyway, I'm still trying to realize that I can do things that I don't need a laptop for because it's in
my pocket.
Mm-hmm. It's right here. And oh, look, I'm checking my email. Oh, wait, better than that, I'm checking my Twitter account. Come follow the Underground Railroad on Twitter. Yeah, woo woo.
Whiskey?
Yes.
Is it
Noodle and Moo, or is it Underground?
Oh.
At Underground Railroad.
We'll learn it.
Oh, God, that's a really tough
question.
We'll
keep you posted on how that all
They wouldn't let
goes
me use
down.
Val. See, I'm bad with Twitter. I'm so bad with Twitter because they only let you use so many characters, and I like being grammatically correct.
I have a question.
Yes.
When you now, when you are like, is it okay?
Do you tweet
crazy,
or do you twat?
Am I not? Or am I crazy or am I super crazy? Really, is what I should ask.
Okay.
So I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm wearing a piece of clothing that is not mine.
Oh, my goodness. Where did you get that T-shirt that I saw an individual wearing last night?
So is it weird or crazy slash creepy if you're wearing someone's clothes that you're into because they left it at your house and it smells like them and you want the smell of the...
I think it's
beautiful, right? That's natural. Everyone does that.
It's something that a lot of people do.
Okay. Actually, my friend used to actually put like pillows and clothing into, would lay it out on the floor, like the pants and the shirt, and then lay on top of it.
See, that's a little extreme.
Mm-hmm.
However, as far as wearing articles of clothing, because I had a boyfriend.
It smells good.
Well, I had a boyfriend
once. It's
almost
like aromatherapy. That was really funny.
That
his face, like, boyfriend once?
That
or maybe not.
He actually would, like,
wear your
give
underwear?
Me. Well, yeah, he'd wear my underwear, but he would give me shirts of his to wear. Like, he'd be like, oh, hey, like, because I'd be, like, getting ready for work in the morning, and he'd be like, oh, you should wear this shirt.
and he wanted me to wear his shirts.
I do that too with my boyfriends because I had like boy shirts.
Oh no, I do that with my boyfriends. I'm like, hey, you should totally wear this midriff top of mine.
And they're like, done.
You really need to wear this awesome sequins halter of mine. Like, put it on.
It's like, I already tried. It doesn't fit. No, but I don't know. So that's not weird.
No, it's not. It's not.
You're looking at me like it's so weird.
No, I'm just looking at you because why are you even asking me this? Actually, I'm still baffled by your friend who would like.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is weird.
And then like pretend.
Yeah, that's uh-huh. a little much. But wearing their shirt because it's like around and it's comfy and it smells good. Like, fuck yeah. I think there's a lot of people who do that.
Yeah.
At least girls, like.
Right?
Yeah. That's normal. For sure. Totally
people
normal.
Do that.
And there's a lot of country songs about, like, oh, girl, you look so good in that shirt of mine. Bang, 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 bang. You know, so it's totally normal. People make gold records on it.
Perfect. Yeah, I know that, and that's what I'll say is like you could totally make some music off this.
Maybe we should tweet Taylor Swift and see what her thoughts on it are.
No. No.
Never. I think she has a lot of good advice about dating and relationships. Considering every song of hers is about how a relationship
how she's
went
breaking
wrong
up with it.
Yeah. So I think she's the best person. Actually, no,
she'll
I'm going to start following Taylor Swift on Twitter because I think she could give me the utmost best easily, hands down, better than Dr. Drew, better than any counselor out there, anybody. Better than anybody out there, Taylor Swift will give me personally the best relationship advice.
Yeah, no, let me know.
Because I'll
that
be
goes.
Like, oh, yeah, I should date John Mayer too, just because who else hasn't?
Well,
because
your body's a wonderland and he knows how to
and,
explore it.
And, you know,
so.
He writes awful music and he's not even attractive, but I should date him because Taylor Swift recommended it.
No, let me know how that goes. It sounds like a great journey. That
we'll see what happens.
You will.
I don't know.
Learn a lot from. But it's funny because the microphone definitely keeps a little aura of your breath.
Did you eat a lot of those onion sprouts today? Is that what you're commenting on?
Me eating onions?
That never happens. She's allergic, kids.
And by that, she means I have an onion in my purse right now that I'm going to eat like an apple because I love onions so much.
So we recently had a failed attempt at trying the raw diet. We were going to go raw for January. It was going to be January. And we made it a week. And by a week, I mean we cheated because we were still eating raw, but then we wanted to drink alcohol. And yeah. I only fermented one pickle jar full of honey wine, which we haven't even cracked yet. And I'm almost scared to because it's been fermenting for like over a month now.
Oh, no. And like the bacteria, they're doing like backstrokes.
Yeah, they're like, it's like a flea circus of bacteria inside that pickle jar. We're going to get wasted when we do drink it.
There's a whole community in there. But I just had to stop the raw because, well,
you
I had to drink.
Yeah, that's samesies. And then when I, after.
But I went a good 5 days, which I'll say.
Is impressive.
Is hats off, right?
Cheers. Cheers to that. Clink, clink, Boner. Clink, clink. I would definitely say, though, it's something I would revisit for sure.
Oh, yeah, in the summer.
In the summer when you're not, even though it's Phoenix and it doesn't get that cold, you still get into like winter mode and you want warm, cuddly things like coffee. I need to figure out how to get raw coffee. That's not possible, is it?
No.
No.
I mean, there is like raw plants and roots that act just as good as.
Well, I think, yes. Now we've got, I'm giving myself months to figure out alternatives to even like, okay, what's the best thing to do because I can't drink whiskey because I'm on a raw diet. I need to make a shit ton, like gallons full of honey wine. Easily. Exactly. Gallons. I'm serious. Gallons. Like a gallon a day.
We'll have a silo in the backyard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, it'll be good.
Okay, so.
We'll be prepared. We're going to be way more prepared and actually, like, learn how to do the honey wine because my brother was like, do you even know what you're doing?
I blogged it.
She made it. He made it sound like we were making a concoction, like, for death. A death concoction.
That's just because Tim is convinced that I'm crazy, and I am, but.
Crazy, sexy, cool.
Hey, TLC. Oh, yeah, you guys, there. Friday night, get excited. Destiny's second cousin is having their debut appearance.
Wait a minute.
That's a lie.
We did not talk about this.
That's a lie.
We did not practice this. We need.
Say my name. If you guys like Destiny's Child, you're going to like Destiny's second cousin twice as much. Twice removed as much.
Twice removed.
Because that's what a second cousin is.
Okay.
Yeah.
You made it sound like a wart or like an S. Anyway, that's good. No, yeah. I like it.
Destiny's gonorrhea. Should we call it that instead? By the way, we're starting a Destiny's Child cover band.
Cover bands.
That's what this is all
going
to. I don't
think you're ready for this journey.
I don't think you're ready for this. Because my body's too
booty.
Licious. For your peanut butter.
Exactly. No,
jelly, peanut butter, I don't know. I don't think Beyonce is going to approve, but that's okay.
Oh, is that Beyonce I see?
Oh, hey, girl. What's up? What's up?
All right. You're looking good.
Shit's back to crying here.
Oh, whoa. Well,
And you're back to the Underground Railroad. Woo! That was Hey, Narcolepto.
Oh, hi. Sorry. All right. I'm back. Hello, everybody.
She's a Wile E. Coyote. You got to look out for that sausage package that she keeps in her back pocket.
Well, I mean, you never know when you might need a sausage.
Never.
But Erin, I want to really get to the
core issues,
the depth of your brain. I want to kind of like, you know,
ask me anything.
Surf your dimensions.
Please do.
In your cerebral cortex. I want to kind of.
Okay.
You know.
I'll allow it just this once or
I
want to
kind of do the sea walk on your on your brain.
And my brain tentacles.
Your hippocampus. So, if a guy tells you that.
If a guy tells me or if a guy tells you or a guy just tells a girl.
No. As far as a guy or even anybody really in general, if they tell you that you have a certain spark,
how do I take that? What's my response?
Do you feel like they are trying to, like, give you,
I think I know where you're going. And
because I know, like, you have an issue with, like, people that want to be with you and, like, people that are just your friends. So it's just interesting how you keep it on a platonic level. Like, you and Adam blow my mind. Like,
oh no, he's like one of my best friends ever. Like, he's
yeah, no, definitely. And so I'm maybe we should make different names.
Whatever.
Yeah. I guess it's a little too late for next time. But yeah. You know, everyone's always
by
like,
by the way, this is our podcast cherry being it's interesting that you bring that up because there was, did I tell you about that guy Courtney
Johnny?
Met? No. Oh. That's a different story.
That's a good one.
But
wait, I like what you said, that Courtney said that
you basically threw a match in the woods and ran away.
Can I call a timeout? She was the one wearing.
That was Halloween.
What?
Oh, never mind.
Okay, are you talking about?
I thought like when you.
No.
She had
she was wearing basically like less than that.
Anyway.
Any
hazelberries. Any fandangled. So basically, like there was the night that some of our mutual friends and I were at a local bar, and I had a conversation with this guy who, he was really cool. He was really smart. Like, he's from, you know, South America and living up here and is a lawyer and everything. And I didn't have my phone on me and ended up just, he literally like hand wrote his phone number down for me, and like I gave him mine because I was just like, yeah, whatever. And he like messaged me a lot the next day and was just like, I've never met somebody who has so much energy and is just like so, like, he was like, it was so great having conversation with you, blah 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 blah. And I'm like, hells yeah, like, because I'm the fucking shit, like, I'm a badass, like, of course people fall in love with me all the time. But the thing that, like, the second, like, I stopped responding to him was when he was like,
did he get crazy?
Well, no, he was being super flattering. And I was like, yeah, it was a really great conversation. I can't remember what the conversation was now, but like, we were talking about like political and like real shit. Like, and I think it was mostly healthcare specifically that we were talking about. And things like that. And so it was cool that it was like, even though both of us were drunk at this bar, we were actually having like
an intellectual.
So I was like, okay, well, that's impressive. Oh, you're a lawyer. And oh, you're not even from the United States. That's even cooler. But he was like, oh, well, like, we live in the same neighborhood. I hope I see you soon. And I was like, yeah, we'll run into each other. Like, that was like my first thing. Like, we'll run into each other.
And what I mean
like,
by that is, I'm going to be running away.
And then he was like, well, I'm a really good cook. Maybe I can cook you dinner sometime. And right then and there, I was like, oh, that's too much too soon since I barely know you. Whereas when a guy friend of mine that I've met through like mutual friends, when he's like, oh, hey, what are you doing tonight? You live like a couple blocks from me. Like, let's hang out. And I'm like, oh, well, we're just about to throw some fish on the fire. So he's like, okay, well, let me see what I can whip up at my house and come over. Totally chill. I don't think any second thoughts of it. I'm just like, okay, cool. Like, my friend and I are going to hang out.
Plus, we could take him.
Oh, yeah. I could take him down.
Oh, yeah.
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 If he got crazy, just out.
Yeah.
Done. But, and then even there have been other people that it's like, okay, yeah, you tell me I have a spark, whatever. I can take it, but And I'm like, hell's yeah, I got a spark. Like, I know I'm the fucking shit.
Yeah, like.
God, I'm so not socially awkward at all.
Don't let me near it, Forrest.
Yeah, but it depends. It really depends on who's saying it and how they're saying it.
Like with guys. What can you tell the guys out there now? Like, don't do this. Otherwise, I might kick you in the scrotum.
Okay, don't be afraid of me.
Yeah.
Is the biggest turnoff.
How do you know if they're afraid of you? Like, are they just not making eye contact, or are they like basically running away?
Oh, that's a really good question.
You could just kind of see it, feel it in their demeanor.
I feel so bad for the men out there in the world who meet me, because I'm high energy.
So
I'm
easy to talk to.
I'm very friendly. I'm very playful. And I think sometimes that gives certain guys the wrong idea, where they think I might be into them. And maybe I don't know that I'm into them yet. But
it's true.
If they start trying to talk to me after they first meet me and they're being awkward and like not confidence is sexy. It's sexy in a woman. It's sexy in a man. Done. Period.
Oh, yeah. No,
like
I enjoyed listening to one of these. Or Jason, actually. Jason Calhoun. So all you ladies out there, beware of him, because he knows what he's doing. As far as spitting all the right candy juice. Like, he knows how to... Any hoozle. He's like, okay. Well, first of all, when he, like, approaches a woman, in his mind, there's no second guessing. He's actually daring the woman to be like, oh, yeah.
He told you I was mean to him.
He's like, I dare you to reject me. Like, that's his kind of, like, mentality.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and the same with, like, how he went with, like, Temple. And I guess, like, that's just all, like, the pickup artists. That's how they have to try to think.
I agree with you, though, as far as...
But at the same time, it's a great... way to it's confident.
Oh yeah, it's super well, and that's why I feel like a lot of people in not even people who are attracted to me in a romantic or sexual way, I feel it's because I don't give a fuck. Like, I know I'm the shit, and I just it in the classic words of Natalie Z, it works if you work it.
No, but I feel like too, if because like, what's his nose? Oh, I can't remember.
You don't need to say his name, but I mean, it sucks when, like, you know, you meet somebody there, you think there's good chemistry, and you're not even thinking about them in like a romantic light. And then it comes back and they're like trying to invite you to like go to things and do things, but it's not a phone conversation. It's all text and Facebook, which is fine, because sometimes I prefer text sometimes.
I hate text. Well,
I like
why.
Text, but I hate text.
No, I hate and phone calls. Cause I, don't
I
know
like
how
to
the talk.
Phone, but I hate the phone. It's hard. It's tricky. Like, texts are more convenient because, like, if you text somebody in the middle of the day, and they might be in, you don't know their work schedule, and blah, 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 blah. It's just easier. It's not as, like, intrusive, but sometimes it's just a hell of a lot easier.
I'd
like,
rather them just, like, pop out of my closet, and I'm like, oh, hey.
Okay, that would be scary, because what I'm going at is, like, I've had messages from people that I've met that, you know, we had a really good time at a party that we met, and then all of a sudden they're like texting me or Facebooking me, and they're like, hey, do you feel like doing this later this week? And it's a question mark, but then they this is what I hate. And this is what I mean by like confidence is fucking sexy, because when somebody wants to add like the ellipsis, like where it's like, you feel like doing this sometime next week, question mark. And then they're like dot, dot, dot. Right away, I'm like, okay, now I know that you're into me.
I've never seen that before.
Oh my God. It happens to me all the time.
Question mark, dot, dot, dot.
Yeah. Instead of just leaving it as a question, like, hey, like you feel like grabbing coffee this week, question mark. Then it's like dot, dot, dot. And it's like, oh, so we can't just grab coffee as a friend because you put this like dot, dot, dot. And I don't know what dot, dot, dot means.
Does that mean sex? Sex, sex.
Or like
shocker.
Or it means like there.
Oh, there it is.
It to me, I'm just like, well, now I feel like there's a different like connotation attached to this grabbing coffee or going to the dog park or seeing a show.
I feel like too, it's like, or something else.
But then why not just say that?
Because I guess it's easier to just do dot, dot, dot.
But then like for me as like a female, it's like, okay, because it's even been like, oh, well, I'd like to come hang out with you, but I have a breathalyzer in my car, and if I go have a drink with you near your place, I'm going to have to stay there or find a place to stay, dot, dot, dot. And you're just like, okay, so you mean like...
You mean you want to just sleep in your car?
No. You can still get a DUI that way.
As long as you have the keys hidden.
In your butthole.
Hey, I mean... That's how my brother got weed across the United, or actually, yeah, to the U.S. from Hungary. Yep, that's right, Tim.
I don't know. Like, for me, it depends. Like, if it comes from somebody who, like, I appreciate people being genuine, for sure.
Boring.
But,
just kidding.
but confidence... more than anything is key. Like, yeah. Somebody's like, I mean, okay, one of the sexiest things that like I forgot even happened in my life.
What?
I was trying to tell you about it the other night, but like I forgot that like this even happened. But this one guy that like I had met and we ended up dating for a while. he literally left his phone number, like wrote it on the back of like an empty guitar string like packet and like just like stuck it on my refrigerator. Didn't leave a name, just left the number. And like,
so obviously you're gonna call it because you're like, well, what is this number?
Well,
where
no.
does it go to? Oh, you knew.
By the time that the
Aaron
Tim, why are you calling me right now? But basically, like, a bunch of people had been crashing.
Oh, it's the sexy man whose shirt I'm wearing.
And here's another minute of an awkward silence. And we're back. So, Noodle Lily had just given
that.
Me a loaded question of, like, how do I respond to men in certain things? And I said, confidence is key. So now I'm going to shoot it back at you. But I'm going to ask you not what your biggest turn-ons in a man that you just meet. If you meet a guy and you're just like, get away. What are your biggest turnoffs? Like, what is a guaranteed Noodles is never going to call you back? Or call you or acknowledge your existence, period. What freaks you out the most when guys are trying to hit on you?
Crutches.
Like, emotional ones, right?
No, like...
Physical.
No, I'm just kidding. No, definitely.
Shingles.
rigor mortis.
polio.
I'm like, how dead are you? And there's a 15 minute. No, I definitely, it's a funny story because it's kind of like when you look at a painting long enough, you kind of start to like it. Or when you start listening to a CD long enough, you kind of start enjoying it. Like with certain guys, like if they're around enough,
they're like a diamond in a rough. So like after they're around more, you kind of find things.
Well, it's just basically like getting, I like guys that are just open and honest and like get down to like the real, like I like guys that talk about farts, and I like guys that talk about shitting, and I like guys that are just completely vulnerable and just like, you know what, this is me. I'm not trying to like be who you want me to be. I'm trying to be who I am, and that's how this is gonna go down. And you
so
can
just
like
having
it or
like
not
a really
like
solid
it.
Sense of
just
self
exactly
is
like just knowing who you are and not like trying to basically like buttercup it with bullshit. So
no seriously though, so what would you say, what is your most awkward memory of being hit on where you didn't know how to get out of the situation? But you just basically wanted to run and scream and like fly through a glass door and like just move to Kansas and change your name.
I think I had to use my good friend AIDS as an excuse. Like, sorry. I have to go back and get some treatment.
I have to go get my HTC.
Yeah.
Or TVC. Fuck. We should. TVC.
No, I definitely. I've used a plethora of excuses, and not all are smooth and.
Like, oh, I'm a lesbian. No, you're not.
Yeah.
And it's obvious when they see you flirting with another guy in the bar. Whoops.
Well, he had long hair. No.
And his pecs were huge. They confused me. I thought they were titties.
Sucking on my titties.
Like you wanted me, calling me all the time. Peaches.
But no, I definitely. Oh man,
I fucked the pain away. I'm kidding. I'm just like referencing the peaches.
Fucked into pain. We were just like I told you, I sprained my vagina earlier today.
Yeah. I think I.
And I don't know if you can put a vagina into a sling, or a. What do you? How do you? I see hot.
Sorry, when you mentioned putting a vagina into a sling, I didn't think of like one that you do for
a broken
bone. I thought of like
a gun holster.
No, I took it into a different place where you're not even.
I like that.
If you're putting your vagina in a sling, it shouldn't be for healing purposes. It should be like sex swing style-y.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, definitely. Because, well.
And not that I've experienced that, because I haven't. But when I hear a vagina in a sling, like that's what I think about. I don't think about like nursing it back to health in like a fucking jock strap with like ice and green beans. And by green beans, I mean frozen ones.
No, yeah, it's. I'll keep you guys all posted.
Yeah, let me know how that goes.
Let you know how it heals out.
Yeah.
It's going to be a journey.
Do we need to get our yearly exam soon?
To be honest, I feel like I just had one.
Which is exactly why you need to get another by your local doctor. Hey, everybody, the Planned Parenthood still exists. Awesome. Get your paps, girls. Get it.
His name.
Hit that shit.
Yes. Support the PP.
The PPH. And I don't mean for your hemorrhoids.
Damn.
And I want to give special thanks to the men of the Socially Awkward Studios and
who made this all possible.
Those running the Fern Network, because without them and viewers like you, Sesame Street would be over and done with.
And Big Bird would be
crack whore.
he'd be spreading the bird flu, and we don't want that.
Because it's already imaginary enough. The bird flu, not Big Bird. He visits me every morning. He brings me a basket full of lemons. It's really awesome. I love Big Bird. He's my best friend.
Well, on that little special note.
Now I wanted to say something else, wise, but.
Hurry up, you're taking forever. Oh my God, it's so. Do you know, this was really
just
awesome.
Like Toby, I want to remember the smell or the taste of the tiger bone. But no, serious ass. Socially Awkward Studios, they rock. The Fern Network's amazing. Thank you guys so much for taking a chance with
the underground
us on the railroad. On Twitter and Tumblr and Facebook.
And underneath.
And underneath I will bed. Get those to you in our next episode. I'm giving you a cliffhanger. You need to
hold on tight.
Hold on tight to your cheekbones and wait for our next episode. Boosh!
Bye-bye. If you miss the train I'm on, you will know that